And just one note back into my past history, why I think I was also drawn to fashion always, was because my grandfather had a tailor shop where he ordered tailor-made suits from Chicago and New York and stuff back in the 30s and 40s. And my mother had a natural, well, she could just do anything with design. She made all of her own clothes, made all my clothes growing up, all my doll clothes. She made doll clothes when she was a little girl and just had a big interest in fashion. And that, I think, projected onto me. And that gave me more of interest, too. And I watched her sew, and I was her fit model, you might say, at a young age. And then when I got older and actually was modeling with Kim Dolphin, I was actually a fit model. So I say I had plenty of experience being a fit model with my background, my mom making all my clothes. And so I think that started my career, you know, hanging out in fabric stores with my mom. She was a fabric-olic. And she had, you know, fabric, when she passed away, over 10,000 yards of material. And that's another story in itself. I could tell you a little bit later on in this story that actually got to be in a movie. So the fabric. And, yeah, so that was pretty cool. And The Irishman, which is a pretty famous movie out now. Anyway, that's another story we told later on. But, again, all that fashion influence, I think, really with to my mother and my grandmother, she also sewed, and my grandfather, he also sewed, passed down to me. Now, you may say, well, do you sew? Well, hey, not very well. 3 years of home ec and mom telling me which stitch to stitch and my home economics teacher telling me which thing, whatever to do, I could make a three-piece line suit. So that's my claim to fame. I always tell everybody and brag about, I made a three-piece line wool suit. But that was someone told me kind of where to go. But I didn't really get that sewing bug, but I think just being around that as a young girl helped influence me to want to be in fashion.